When New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo gives his first State of the State address tomorrow, he's expected to provide more details about his plans for tackling New York's estimated $9 billion budget deficit. He might also give a clue as to how he intends to transform a state government he says is considered a national punchline. One trial balloon floated today in the Wall Street Journal is $2 billion in cuts to the state's Medicaid program. In advance of his speech, the Financial 411 is talking to analysts on the left and the right about New York, the new governor, and the budget. Yesterday, we heard from James Parrott of the Fiscal Policy Institute, a liberal think tank, who characterized the state's problems this way.
That's not so much the high tax burden in New York State that's constraining our economy. It's the fact that we have a regressive tax burden, and a lot of middle-income and lower-income people are paying a higher share of their income in state and local taxes than the people at the top.
We'll get a different view today from E.J. McMahon. He's a senior fellow with the Empire Center for New York State Policy, a project of the Manhattan Institute, a conservative think tank. Welcome to the Financial 411, E.J.
Oh, thank you very much.
Briefly, I take it you see the state's economic situation differently than James Parrott, that high taxes are driving people and businesses out of the state.
Well, it does. High taxes and also kind of oppressive regulatory policies don't just drive people out of the state. They prevent people from coming here and investing here. After all, people come and go from states all the time. The main problem is you don't replace the people who go. So people go for one reason or another, but you're also not attracting investment, you're not attracting business, and you're not fostering entrepreneurial activity because your business climate is too often unfriendly to it.
Do you think a restructuring of the tax policy the way James Parrott was suggesting is in order?
Well, as I understand the policy he favors higher income tax rates. And I don't think that's in order. New York City's residents pay the highest income taxes in the country already. In fact, one reason the budget problems are so severe that Governor Cuomo is now facing, one major reason why our budget problems are so pronounced is because the state is already far too dependent on a very relatively small number of high-income taxpayers for its total revenue. Over 40% of the state's income tax, which is its principal revenue source, is paid by the highest earning 1% of New York residents and New York taxpayers. And because their income is more volatile, income taxes in general are more volatile, and because the income losses during the financial crisis were greatest at the top of the income distribution, we actually suffered a steep plunge in revenue that made our financial situation worse. If we want to have more consistent and sustainable finances in government, we actually need quite the opposite of what he's suggesting.
Governor Cuomo is saying New York will have to right-size government. Do you think Medicaid is a reasonable place to start?
Well, Medicaid is a place where you have to start, actually. So is the area of education. The three largest areas of the state budget in terms of what the state pays for out of its own revenues and fees and bond money are school aid, Medicaid, and its own state agency operations. And Medicaid is obviously a very large part of the budget, both on the state level and the local and New York City level. We have the nation's most expensive Medicaid program. We have the most expensive Medicaid program in the country by any measure, almost by an order of magnitude.
Governor Cuomo is reported to be considering spending caps and not raising taxes.
Right.
How will he cut into the deficit?
Well, he's going to, for instance, as was reported today, you mentioned, and I think the Wall Street Journal had this story, there's reports that he is going to propose cutting the baseline of Medicaid spending by $2 billion. Now, by the way, the net result of cutting Medicaid's projected spending by $2 billion will be not a decrease in Medicaid spending, but no increase in Medicaid spending. Now, that in itself is pretty significant. The reason why the budget still would have a budget gap, even if you did that, is because the federal government tended to make every state's problems actually worse the last couple of years by giving us a large amount of money through the stimulus package that was basically has disappeared all at once. The money wasn't calibrated to sort of scale down to a soft landing. It basically created what our former Lieutenant Governor Dick Ravitch called the cliff. And we're now falling off that cliff.
E.J. McMahon is a senior fellow with the Empire Center for New York State Policy. Thanks for joining us on the 411.
Thank you very much for having me.
Stocks today were mixed. The Dow added 20 points to close at 11,691. The NASDAQ lost 10 points to close at 2,681. And the S&P 500 declined 2 points, ending the day at 1,270. This is WNYC.